Good morning, this is Family of Consumers Hands, and today we are going to learn about consumer buying behavior. We are going to first of all ask ourselves what is buying behavior, and we find that buying behavior is the decision process and acts of people who are involved in buying and selling products. And consumer buying behavior therefore refers to the behavior of ultimate consumer, and it involves the process by which individual consumers do the following: 1. Search for goods and services, 2. Select them, 3. Purchase them, and 4. Use them to satisfy their needs and wants. And we are going to learn about the types of consumer purchase decisions. And in general, consumer face 4 types of purchase decisions, and one of them is minor new purchase. And this purchase represents something that is new to a consumer, but in the consumer's mind, it is not important purchase in terms of need, money, or other reasons. And the second one is what we call the minor repurchase, as these are the most routine of all purchases, and often the consumer returns to purchase the same product without giving much thought to the product option. And we can say that the consumer is blood loyalty. Number 3, we have what we call the minor new purchase. And these purchases are the most difficult of all purchases, because the product being purchased is important to the consumer, but the consumer has little or no previous experience making these decisions, and the consumer lacks confidence in making this type of decision often, because it requires the consumer to engage in an extensive decision-making process. This, when you're buying things like a car or a house or paying for education, for a college. And then with number 4, we have what we call the major repurchase. And these purchase decisions are important to the consumer, but the consumer feels confident of making these decisions since they have previous experience purchasing the product. Stages of a consumer buying behavior. There are about 6, and we are going to see each and every of those stages. One of them is what we call problem recognition or awareness of need, and we find that this is the stage where the consumer becomes aware of the need of a particular product or service. And we find the marketers at this stage, through product information on the commercials, can sometimes stimulate this stage. Number 2, we have what we call the information search. This is where the consumer usually have to seek for information as in areas like whereby he goes to internal search to search where he can remember about the information about a product, or he can do what we call the external search, whereby he usually inquires from the people who are surrounding him, his relatives or people at work, about the product. Then number 3, we have what we call evaluation of alternatives. We find that the consumer needs to establish a criteria of evaluation of the alternatives that he has, and this will be the guiding principle of purchase, of choosing what he actually wants and what he does not. Number 4, we have what we call the purchase decision, and the consumer makes the decision to purchase from the alternatives, which includes the product, the package, store, and the method of purchase. Number 5, we have what we call the purchase, and this is the actual purchase of goods and service. And finally, number 6, we have the post-purchase evaluation, and this is the level of satisfaction or dissatisfaction that comes because of the purchase that has already occurred. Finally, we are going to learn about the types of consumer buying behavior, and there are 4, and we are going to see each and every one of them. One of them is routine response or programmed behavior. We find this involves buying low involvement, frequently purchased low cost items, and it needs very little search or decision effort. And sometimes you buy those items automatically, and it can include things like soft drink, snack food, milk, things like that that we usually buy every day. We have number 2, we have what we call the limited decision making, and buying products occasionally, and we need to obtain information about unfamiliar blood in familiar product category, and it requires moderate amount of time for information gathering. And we can include things like when you buy things like clothes, which you don't know the store that we are going to buy. Number 3, we have extensive decision making, and this one involves unfamiliar, expensive, infrequently bought products, and this one they usually have high degree of economic performance. An example include when you buy things like cars, a home, computer, paying for college tuition, and this one usually spends a lot of time. People spend a lot of time seeking information or deciding what to buy. And finally, we have what we call the impulse buying. This is whereby people buy without any prior planning, and it is a poor method of purchase.